have warned that that's not going to be good for the economy, that it's actually going to have devastating impacts on consumers across the country. Trump was pressed for specific details to show that he could prove otherwise, and he didn't exactly have that.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Biden administration giving Israel a 30-day deadline to increase aid in northern Gaza or lose future U.S. military funding. The number of customers still without power in Florida after Hurricane Milton, down from millions to just over 70,000. Governor Ron DeSantis praising recovery efforts, saying power has never been restored so quickly to so many after a storm. This is ABC News. In Seattle, hundreds of Boeing workers at a rally as their strike against the plane maker flies into its second month. Talks between Boeing and the union representing around 33,000 striking machinists broke down last week. Nearly two dozen family members of the Menendez brothers, convicted in the 90s of killing their parents, will call for their release outside an L.A. courthouse today.
It's up to L.A. County D.A. George Gascon whether he will recommend to a court that they be allowed out after admittedly murdering their parents in 1989. New evidence may prove they had been molested by their father.
ABC's Alex Stone. And Tom Brady's adding another line to his resume, NFL owner. The league has approved his move to become a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, but it also means restrictions around his broadcasting career will continue. Brady won't be able to attend meetings with players and coaches for the games he's covering, won't be allowed to watch practices either. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday at 12 p.m., it's arm wrestling in the Northwoods. Hosted at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, there's going to be arm wrestling for every ability, all ages, kids, women's, amateur, and open men's classes. Kids will be divided by age and weight. The entry fee is $5, and there will be awards to first through third place. The amateur right and left-hand classes will have an entry fee of $10, with awards to first through third places. Ladies right and left will have an entry fee of $10, with cash and awards to first through third places. Men's open right and left will have an entry fee of $20, with cash and awards to first and third places. And there will be super matches at 1 p.m., then kids to completion and awards, then amateur and ladies to completion and awards, then open to completion and awards. Once again, this is Saturday at 12 p.m. at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden for arm wrestling in the Northwoods. I'm Austin Bure, and this has been Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
From Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, in particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball, but in a lot of ways they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22. 98
U Country. All right, looking at a little after 7 a.m. here in the Northwoods on a beautiful morning. A really bright moon this morning. I feel like I should Google whether it was a full moon. Every time I Google it, I feel foolish for not realizing it. But full moons look the biggest as they're rising, right? Not as they're setting. At least that's what I thought. But watching it kind of drop below the horizon this morning, it looked huge. I don't know. That's probably the driving point behind everything I just said. I don't know, though. I am looking at a beautiful pink-tinged sunrise to the east. Burn that frost off. Highs of 55, just like you heard from the Civic Media weather team there. I've got some more country music for you. I don't know why that was confusing. We do it all day long here, and apparently I just fell out of the groove. But I'll bring you some Dierks Bentley in just a sec here on 98Q Country. Reality Radio starting at 8. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q studios all the way through the morning, and I'll be back with you this afternoon from 2 to 7. Mike McKay in the midday. Make sure you text the word Tires, T-I-R-E-S, using the free Civic Media app. That's your word of the day, your text to qualify opportunity for the Backyard Barbecue Contest that we'll be talking about again later on tomorrow. Right now, though, like I said, got some Dierks Bentley for you. A lot of country music right in a row, right here at 98Q Country. 98.3 FM on the dial and free through the Civic Media app anytime. Here's What Was I Thinking?
Was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going with a night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tail. steel tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band lead. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a band lead. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. I just had to let you go, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you go, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Was someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
It's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to bootscoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. say, son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Thank you.
Nothing but the taillights. That was Clint Black here on 98Q Country, following up Brooks and Dunn and Boot Scootin' Boogie. I'm sitting here like a sponge filter feeding sports info, both local and across the country. Of course, focusing primarily on NFL because I am so bad at basketball. Not only playing it, but knowing anything about it, I am going to be making a sincere effort, I believe, with the help of one Joel Karnick, to learn more about basketball. Because I don't like that I know absolutely nothing about basketball or baseball for that matter, which, I mean, I just bullet dodged. Baseball season's over, but the Bucs season's coming up soon, and there will be relevant things happening. It's a good time to be a Bucs fan, a Wisconsin sports fan in general, I should say. Everybody pushing up against the looking like playoff teams as far as the big three sports. I do wish we had a hockey team, but I think it's beautiful that so many of the states who would say they don't like Illinois, in fact, consider themselves Blackhawks fans. And everybody just kind of sweeps that under the rug. I love that. Absolutely love that. Looking at some local sports here first, I wanted to give a shout out to three seniors from Lakeland Union High School who are taking on the Division II tennis tournament here soon. The tennis state championships actually start tomorrow. And they go through Saturday will be the final game that's played. In singles action for Lakeland Union, Sarah Barton will be taking on Morgan Matowitz of Pacelli. That's happening, looks like Thursday evening, tomorrow evening. And then a little later Thursday, doubles action. Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller appear to be taking on Julia Larson and Carly Miller of Luther. Of course, Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller, a doubles team from Lakeland Union. So they've been performing well all season. If you've been hearing the snippets, we give updates with Lakeland Union High School tennis updates. They've been absolutely running the show every time I've seen any highlights about them. What do we have here? Looks like we've got Butternut here. What's going on? Tuesday, Wednesday, quiet day. Tomorrow for Butternut Cross Country Conference Championship at Hurley. High school football hosts Phillips at 7 o'clock. Of course, that is the Schwamigan game that was moved from Saturday to Thursday. We'll have that right here on 98Q Country. Friday, high school volleyball, final regular season game at Drummond for Butternut. Varsity at 6. Middle school girls basketball hosts Schwamigan at 5:30. Am I going crazy? Is it already high school basketball season or just middle school? I've got a lot of digging to do into all of this. What else do we have? Today, high school, or nothing today for Park Falls High School Cross Country tomorrow at Merriwood Conference Championships hosted by Prentice. That'll be starting at 4 p.m. for the Screaming Eagles. Friday, quiet day. Of course, football, like we just mentioned. No longer on Saturday. What else do I have here? Yeah, Butternut Middle School girls basketball traveled to Glidden on Monday to take on Schwamigan, and the Screaming Eagles shut down the Midgets in the B game 19-5. Butternut controlled things in the 8th grade game, building a halftime lead, and held on through the second half 38-16. Brooklyn Tremel paced the Midgets with 16 points. Chloe Radlinger added 7. Bailey Pritzel, Natalie Luloff, and Malaya Heyman with 4 points each. And Grace Kuhn continues to play tough defense and get scrappy rebounds. Butternut's improved to 9-5. Taking on Schwamigan on Friday, and then a 6-team tournament on Saturday before wrapping up their season at Mercer on Monday. So good luck to all local area athletes, high school, middle school, everywhere in between and beyond. If you are engaged in sporting activity, good luck to you out there. Love to have such awesome teams. Of course, I'm looking at all of that NFL news I was talking about. Do we call them the Green Bay Jets or the New York Packers? Davante Adams headed over. They're working out a trade for a conditional third-round pick. A third-round pick! I know he's over 30 years old, but he's worth at least a second, and that third-round pick could become a second if certain conditions are met. Like, if he's a first- or second-team All-Pro, if he's on the roster and they make a championship game, there's a couple really tight hoops that could be jumped through to get him a second-round pick in trade instead of that third-round pick. But the funny thing was, in order to make room on the roster, they're releasing another receiver. So it's clear that they're really shoehorning this in. The funny thing is that the Buffalo Bills also just traded for Amari Cooper, who has broken free of the Cleveland Browns and the dumpster fire that they've been so far this season. But to make room for Amari Cooper, the Bills released Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So, seriously, you got Rodgers over there. He's had Cobb over there. He still has Lazard over there. He's about to have Davante Adams over there. You could have Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Garrett Wilson's supposed to be wide receiver one over there. I think he's going to have to learn how to play wide receiver three here pretty soon. What else is going on sports-wise? What are we seeing here? There was something. Oh, the Steelers. My head is shaped like a question mark when it comes to the Steelers, because you're 4-2 and you've got Russell Wilson sitting on the bench with a calf injury, and now he's healthy and you're 4-2. Do you bench the quarterback who gets you to 4-2, or do you believe that 4-2 might just be the start of something good and bet on him? Like, I know Russell Wilson is a tempting guy to play given his potential skill ceiling, but you're already 4-2. You've got one of the better records in your conference. I don't know. So a lot of motion happening around the NFL. We're not up against the trade deadline, but today almost seeming like a trade deadline kind of day. Cam Akers going back up to the Vikings. They'll gain some help in the running backs department. Either way, NFC North, man, hot division, hottest division maybe in sports right now. That's kind of fair to say, given that everybody's on their offseason. We'll talk sports more often than you probably care to, but I've only got about another half hour before reality radio begins, and the topics are far outside my control. We'll be talking to Susie Daniels from the Price County Health Department this morning. Courtney, the director of the Park Falls Chamber, is scheduled to come in. We'll be talking to Richard Pulcher, candidate for 68th Assembly here in Wisconsin. We spoke with him last week. Looking forward to speaking to Mr. Pulcher again. And I have a couple unconfirmed potential guests, too. I do fully expect we'll see one big G in here before too long. It looks like we might hear from Lena of Lena's Bar and Grill and Lena's Northern Pines up in Butternut and Glidden. One thing I know for certain, I've got bottom of the hour news, sports updates, and more country music coming to you. I'll check in with you again before 8 o'clock, probably a couple times, especially if someone pops in like Big G or Austin. Make sure you use the Civic Media app some point today to send us the word tires, T-I-R-E-S, those things that go on the wheels of your car, those things that you might want to replace before this frost turns into snow. It's tires, T-I-R-E-S. Bottom of the hour news coming up next here on 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Georgia voters breaking records. 30,000 people turned out on the first day of early voting. That's more than double the number in 2020. Former President Trump asked some tough questions about his proposed tariffs Tuesday during a conversation moderated by Bloomberg's editor-in-chief John Mickelway.
The former president out on the campaign trail, he promises widespread tariffs on all imported goods. Economists have warned that that's not going to be good for the economy, that it's actually going to have devastating impacts on consumers across the country. Trump was pressed for specific details to show that he could prove otherwise, and he didn't exactly have that.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Biden administration giving Israel a 30-day deadline to increase aid in northern Gaza or lose future U.S. military funding. The number of customers still without power in Florida after Hurricane Milton down from millions to just over 70,000. Governor Ron DeSantis praising recovery efforts, saying power has never been restored so quickly to so many after a storm. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Mrs. K at the Park Falls Public Library is requesting old jewelry and Christmas-themed decorations for the sweater decorating program held in November. The library is requesting that you drop items off at Mrs. K's desk in the children's area downstairs. They thank you in advance for helping them out. Saturday, October 19th at 3 p.m. over in Prentice Park in Prentice, it's Ashland Parks and Recreation's Boo Bash. They are inviting you for a night of wicked and spooky fun at Prentice Park. The rain location is Brighton Community Center. Again, the location is at Prentice Park, but if it happens to be raining, the location will be Brighton Community Center. So please plan accordingly. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickle.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball, but in a lot of ways they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention bidders, the Heckman in-house online auction is happening now at their auction house in downtown Phillips. Hurry, bidding starts and ends this Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Join them for a special preview from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. prior at Heckman's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Discover amazing lots including art prints, beer memorabilia, clothing, collectibles, sterling silver jewelry, furs, and more. Don't miss out. View all the items at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
I really do hope it gets warmer, but I am hunkered down here comfortably in the 98Q Country Studios. I indeed do have company now, not in the studio itself, but in the building. Austin has showed up to supply a little bit of a blood sugar boost. His daily protein smoothie will have me in much better shape for reality radio starting at 8 o'clock. I took a look, and I was correct that it was not a full moon last night, which was not a matter of skill or experience. In fact, it was a total fluke and a guess. Tonight, though, or actually, is it tomorrow? Yeah, the next full moon will be on Thursday the 17th. So last night's was about a day and a half ahead of the next full moon. I'll be checking in with you in a few minutes here. Austin and I will be talking about what's going on today here in the 98Q Country Studios. I've also got Toby, the station dog, here with me, hanging out by my feet. So if you hear a little bark at any point today, he's just doing too good of a job guarding the door here at the 98Q Country Studios. He just likes to very aggressively say hi. So the secret is that he would be a terrible guard dog. He looks like a really good one, though. So if you hear a little bark, that's probably Toby. Definitely not Austin. Here comes some country music on 98Q Country. Next up, I've got Maddie and Tay with Girl in a Country Song. We'll talk before 8 o'clock in reality radio on WCQM.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test, 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 test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and these painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling. Saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 redneck crazy. Being the girl in a country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Keep our mouths shut right along and be the girl in a country song. Well, shaking my moneymaker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. These days it ain't easy being that girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect. Now we're lucky if we even get
or straight. Never did it this way. Back in the old days, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for.
Q Country.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy. Restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought line you've drawn I haven't crossed, but you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
When you say I love you before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her.
had a bad day, and you shut up and listen to what she has to say. When you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in, you're there when she just needs a friend. It matters to her, it stays on her mind. When you put her first, every single time. When you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word.
Faith Hill here on 98Q Country. That was Wild One. We'll dive back into some more country music because at 8 o'clock, we've got reality radio happening. Greg Gunderson here from the 98Q Country Studios. For just about an all day of gray kind of thing, we've got Mike McKay. Oh boy, I see the rhyme thing. We'll work on that later. Mike McKay from 10 to 2. He started, I believe, yesterday, I think, was his first day technically, or was it... Yeah, today's Wednesday. I'm already feeling like today is Thursday. We started with Mike McKay yesterday. He'll be there 10 to 2 every day here on 98Q Country. Every weekday, that is. Mike's been doing it a long time. The experience shows. He's real fun to listen to, so check him out after 10 o'clock today. But between now and then, we've got a lot of things to talk about. I do have some unconfirmed guests still for reality radio this morning, so don't hold me accountable for anybody that we miss, but I am confident, at the very least, we'll be talking to Richard Pulcher after 9 o'clock. He's running for the 68th Assembly District, or 68th District in the Wisconsin Assembly, however you'd like to categorize that. We also should be hearing from Susie Daniels this morning with the Price County Health Department and Courtney of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Of course, fall, October, into early November, even before hunting hits, a much busier season than many people would kind of expect given the cold swinging in. And it is swinging in. We've gone from dark and 22 degrees to sunny and 21 degrees. So happy fall. Well, not happy fall, but it's fall. Had an experience yesterday that kind of caught me off guard. Maybe I'm getting older in a world that's not along with me, but there was a time quite recently, in fact, I know a lot of us remember the no-call list days, and especially the early days of the no-call list where it actually worked. Do you remember when you could talk to a telemarketer, tell them, excuse me, I'm on the no-call list. Click. I mean, they would hang up immediately every time. And then, of course, the no-call list was repealed, I think, back when Obama was president. It was quite a while ago now, and we've all been reaping the benefits there. I've found, at least in my personal experience, that if you tell a phone scammer, I mean, like, if you level with them, it actually worked. It used to be. You could tell them, like, hey, I can tell you're a scammer, and I'm just not going to fall for this. It seemed like they had somebody behind them with a kind of like with a whip sort of scenario, like, hey, don't talk to anybody who knows you're a scammer because you're wasting your time. You could be scamming someone who will fall for it. You know, that kind of seemed to be the mood of these scammers. Either way, the result was that if you told them you knew it was a scam, at least in my experience, again, maybe yours has been different, they'd hang up. They'd leave you alone. They'd mark you down because the calls a lot of times would stop, at least from that particular scam center. And I agree. It makes sense. If you're scamming people and someone informs you that they can't be scammed, there's a pretty good chance that it's true, unless you are just the absolute most charming scammer ever. Someone who tells you they know isn't going to fall for it. Well, yesterday, I tried that move. I've been getting these scam calls lately that all start the same way. You answer the call and you hear that little noise. It's an electronic noise. It's a computer noise. It's a weird sound for me to replicate, but you might know what I'm talking about. It goes boop. It's this little kind of bendy sound. Just one tone, boop. And that noise, if you haven't worked in a call center before, that is the sound of an auto dialer. That is a computer that's sitting there dialing phone numbers, in this case, including mine. And when you answer, it sends a little signal through its computer system to alert somebody that they have to answer you. There's not actually even a human being making those phone calls, but once you answer, it connects you to a human so that they don't waste their time with people who don't answer. And so I've keyed into that, and every time I hear that noise, I know that it's a scam call. And then they'll proceed to ask me if I have Medicare. And what they do is they don't ask if you have Medicare. They say, you have Medicare Part A, correct? And if you say yes, immediately they know you're of a certain age, and therefore whether you're more likely to fall for the scam. So, I mean, it's really clear every time. So yesterday I got this guy, and I said, hey, take me off your list. I'm not going to fall for it, and I kind of expected the normal thing. Usually they hang up without ever answering. They just completely, they click off. You never hear from them again. This guy's just straight up said, I'm not taking you off the list. I mean, in that tone, that bluntly, in direct response to my request, he said, I'm not going to take you off the list. We're going to keep calling you. And so I said to him, I said, all right, well, fair enough. If you're going to keep calling me, I'm going to keep attempting to get you to stop. And the more calls I get, the more I'm going to ramp up my efforts to stop you, to make myself an unattractive phone number to call. So what I'm saying is, if you have ideas for legal, accessible, cheap ways of helping me torment someone who this guy straight up, I said, hey, your coworkers are not going to like calling me. And he said, that's fine. Do whatever you want to do. And I said, cool. I will tell them you said so. So I've been given permission by Scotty. At least that's what he told me his name was. Scotty has given me permission to do whatever I want within the bounds of legality, and I'll try to stick within the bounds of morality, but if they call enough, I'll tell you what, my principles are slipping a little bit. If you have a particular effective strategy for avoiding scam calls or dealing with them when they arrive, just saying, my email is gray.gunderson@civicmedia.us. Feel free, because I was blown away. I thought, man, I guess I was naive. I thought I had figured it out. Maybe I'm going to start telling them that the calls are being recorded. That was the one thing that got him to hang up yesterday. I lied to him. I told him that the call was being recorded, and poof, he was gone. So maybe from now on, whenever I hear that boop, I'll just say, this call will be recorded for quality assurance purposes. By proceeding with this call, you consent to recording. I bet you that'll get me a couple hangups. We're going to dive back into some country music here on 98Q Country. We've got a song or two for you, and then we will be taking a peek at, it's reality radio time after 8 o'clock. So we'll be having, I believe Susie Daniels is going to be the first guest. Check in after 8. Stay tuned. Make sure at some point today you use the free Civic Media app to send in the word TIRES, T-I-R-E-S. That's your chance to be one of 5 daily qualifiers for the text to qualify backyard barbecue contest. We'll talk more about that later as well. Like I said, morality can be questionable. Keep it legal. How should I deal with scam callers? Gray.Gunderson@civicmedia.us. Stay tuned to 98Q Country. Up next, it's Whiskey Glasses from Morgan Wallen here on WCQM.
Pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off. Pour me another round, line 'em up and knock 'em down. Two more, let's go, 'cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her, I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, 'cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, 'cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world. Sing without her, so make them drink strong, 'cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on,